From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, this is Q&A with Jill Geisler.
Hi there, and welcome back. Here's today's question, and it's one I really love. How can I get more impact from my feedback? I think most managers believe they give a decent amount of feedback, and most employees would disagree. Now, that disconnect is real, and I see it in organizations I work with all the time. Managers praise big achievements, and they criticize mistakes, and they do annual reviews. But they miss so many opportunities, and it's those missed opportunities that their employees are painfully aware of. You see, employees know when they've worked hard. They know when they've kept errors from happening, or when they've delivered solid customer service. They remember when they came to work feeling really lousy, or when they mentored or coached a colleague. They recall when they offered help to another department, when they learned a new skill, or maybe when they celebrated an anniversary, or when they helped recruit a really good new employee, maybe when they resolved a dispute between a couple of teammates. Those staffers did all those things without any expectation of some giant round of applause from their bosses. But you know they did it, and they think maybe a little acknowledgement might be nice. You see, we all keep a ledger in our heads. We remember all those times we volunteered for overtime or when we swapped shifts to help another person out. We remember the bad budget years when raises disappeared. We clearly know what new responsibilities we've taken on. That ledger is in our brain. It is vivid. And it's almost hard to imagine that our bosses can't see it. Well, some of them can't because they don't pay attention to any of that detail, or they have so many people reporting to them that they just lose track. But some just won't, because they come from a different school. It's one that says, you're fortunate to have a job, period, and they believe your paycheck is your feedback. Well, unfortunately, that's not the way to be a great boss. Great bosses know that they owe their employees feedback, and not only do they see it as an obligation, they view it as an essential element of recruiting, of retention, of quality, and of performance management. That's why they're great bosses. They embrace my feedback definition, which is this: feedback is information with intent to influence, because you can influence so many things with feedback. And those great bosses act accordingly, but they don't act alone. They build a culture of feedback. Now, I recently worked with an organization that needed to raise its game on feedback. They knew it, and so they identified one mid-level manager in a key department who was already really good at providing feedback, and they tapped her to lead an effort to infuse feedback into the daily workflow and to train other managers. So she got in touch with me for advice, and here's what I talked with her about. I suggested she think of feedback on three key levels. Number one is feedback to individuals for their personal growth. Number two is feedback for everyday excellence, quality control. Number three is feedback for strategic initiatives. Now let me explain. At level one, that's the individual level, managers are focusing on each individual employee, looking at his or her strengths, challenges, and her contributions, and also their hopes and dreams. Now this feedback can help them grow, feel challenged, and feel appreciated. So what are you doing for each individual? At level two, that's everyday excellence, managers are delivering consistent feedback and information on the basics of quality. What's going well? What needs work? We do it every day. In fact, that's where most managers put their attention on the everyday workflow. They don't think about the individuals, and they don't think about that level three, which is strategic. At the strategic level, managers are looking at special issues that connect to the bigger business plan of your organization. They go over and above everyday excellence. This feedback is focused on what your organization is doing to set itself apart. It might be a new initiative, a product, a service, something you are doing to get a competitive edge. So on any given day, your employees may be hearing feedback on three levels. One, tailored to their personal ambitions. Two, to the daily workflow. And three, to the company's big battle plan. By consciously working on all three levels at one time, your team of managers isn't just giving occasional praise or criticism, they're building a culture, and it's a culture of feedback with impact. That's Q&A for today. For Loyola University in Chicago School of Communication, I'm Jill Geisler.